morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the only one on, Malka?
Yes.
Were there any that were there and that because I'm late, which I apologize for?
I don't know. The music was on.
Okay. So I appreciate you waiting.
Okay.
So I was doing some study and got caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Something I got to still let happen, but it does.
Right.
So I apologize.
No problem.
Now I'm trying. Thank you. So today is the third Aliyah. And the third Aliyah consists of 20 verses, which is Genesis chapter 1 to verse 20. 20 verses is the letter Kaf, which means your palm. It's an indication of manifestation, but it's also an indication of a complete structure of 10 sephirot of direct light and 10 sephirot of returning light. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud and then proceed. L'shem Yichud kud shabar ichu ishkinte bit hilu urchimu ud hilu ud hilu urchimu. L'yakta l'shem yuhe bavavte. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenenehu. Vayavo Shnei HaMalachim Doma Be'erev Elot Yoshe b'sha'ar Sodom v'yar lot v'yakam likratam v'yishtachu apayim archa v'yomer hineina Adonai suru na el beit avdechem v'linu v'rachatu raglechem v'hishkamtem v'chalachtem l'darchechem v'yomru lo ki varchov na'alin v'yitzar bam me'od v'yasuru elav v'yavo el beito v'yas v'chem mishte umatzot afa v'yokelu terem yishkavu v'yanshe ha'ir anshe sedom nasabu ha'bayit Minahar ve'ad zakein kol ha'am mikatze Vayikra'u elot Vayomru lo aye ha'anashim Asher ba'u elecha Alayla hotzien Eleinu v'neida otam v'yetze alehem lot hapet kavachadelet sadar acharav v'yomar al na'achai tareyu hine na'lish Asher lo yadu ishut siya na erchen alechem wa asu lachem kato be'enechem rak la anashim ha'el al ta'asu Davarti al kain ba'u b'tzel korati. Vayomru geshpala. Vayomru ha'echad alagur v'yishpot. Shafot atana ralcha mehem. Vayivtiru v'yish. Lot meot vayigshu lishbor hadalet vayishlechu ha'anashim et yadam vayaviyu et lot alechem habayta et hadelet sagaru v'et ha'anashim asher pata Abayit hiku basan beirim mikaton Be'ad gadol vayil'u linso hapata Vayomru anashim elot odi lechapo Tatan luvanecha Uvnotecha b'kol asher lecha b'ir hotei min ha'makom Ki mashchitim anachnu et ha'makom hazeh Ki gadla tzakatam et b'nei Adonai Yo hey wa hey adanu yo yo wa hey da wa nu hey yo la yishal hey nu adonai yo hey wa hey adanu yo yo wa hey da wa nu hey yo shahata va yetze lo va daber el chatana navlo Chebanotav Vayomer kumutzeu Min ha-makom hazeh Ki mashchit Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo Ed ha-ir Vayehi Kim Tzachek Be'enei hatana u'kmo ha'shachar alav ayayitzu ha'malachim belot le'mor kum kach et ishtecha et shetei benotecha ha'nimsaot pen tisafe ba'awon ha'ir. Vayitmad ma... An interesting word. It has ma, 45, gematria, the word what, which is a connection to chachma. Vayachaziku ha'anashim v'yado v'yad ishto v'yad shete b'nota v'chemlat Adonai yoewahe adanu yo yoewahe gawanu heyo alavayotzi yu v'yanichu Ayanichu mechutz la'ir Vayehi kechotzi amotam. Achutza vayomer himaloit. Al nafshecha al tavit. Acharecha vialta amot. Bekol hakipar hayachara. Himalet ten tisafet. Vayomer lo dalehem al na Adonai. Inena matza avdecha ten beinecha vatadel vazdecha asher asita imadila hachayor et nafshi v'anochi lo kal l'himalet hachara pen tibakeni hara wamati inena ha'ir hazot korova lanu shama v'hi mitzvar imalta nashama halo mitzar hu mitzar hi udhi nashi. That is the completion of the Hebrew. We'll now take a look at what the English translation is. And the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And Lot saw and arose toward them, and he prostrated himself on his face to the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, please turn to your servant's house and stay overnight, and wash your feet, and you shall arise early and go on your way. And they said, no, but we will stay overnight in the street. And he urged them strongly, and they turned into him and came into his house. And he gave them a feast, and he baked unleavened cakes, and they ate. When they had not yet retired, and the people of the city, the people of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, the entire populace from every end of the city. And they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us and let us be intimate with them. The usual translation is not intimate, but actually that's what the intent of the Hebrew is. And Lot came out to them to the entrance, and he shut the door behind him. And he said, my brethren, please do not do evil. Behold, now I have two daughters who were not intimate with a man. I will bring them out to you and do to them as you see fit. Only to these men do not do nothing, because they have come under the shadow of my roof. It's a very... Can you imagine a father is going to offer his daughters rather than the strangers? But they said, back away. And they said, this is one came to sojourn, and he is judging. Now we will deal even worse with you than with them. And they pressed hard upon the man Lot, and they drew near to break the door. Now, why did they have, does the verse have to say they pressed hard upon the man Lot? And the men stretched forth their hands, and they brought Lot to them to the house, and they shut the door. And the men who were at the entrance of the house, they struck with blindness, both small and great, and they toiled in vain to find the entrance. This phrase, both small and great, you're either blind or you're not. strike all of the men, the important ones and the less important ones? Is that what they're saying? It's just one way of possibility of what the meaning is. And the men said to Lot, whom else do you have here? A son-in-law, your sons and your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take out of the place. For we are destroying this place because their cry has become great before Hashem, and Hashem has sent us to destroy it. And so Lot went forth and spoke to his sons-in-laws, the suitors of his daughters, and he said, arise, go forth from this place, for the Lord is destroying the city. But he seemed like a comedian in the eyes of his sons-in-law. And as the dawn rose, the angels pressed Lot, saying, get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you perish because of the iniquity of the city. These last few verses, the angels, the two angels that came to Sodom, they seem to be speaking as one in the translation and in the intent of the Hebrew. But they really have two different tasks. One is to destroy the city, and one is to save Lot. So this whole idea is quite significant. Why? Because when we read the Ari last night, he said, you need to look at these two as one. And here we're seeing the language actually say that. Verse 16. But he tarried, and the men took hold of his hand and his wife's hand, and the hand of his two daughters, out of the Lord's pity for him. And they took him out and placed him outside the city. And it came to pass when they took them outside that he said, flee for your life, do not look behind you, and do not stand in the entire plain. Flee to the mountain, lest you perish. And Lot said to them, please do not, O Lord. Behold now, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have increased your kindness, which you have done with me to sustain my soul. But I cannot flee to the mountain, lest the evil overtake me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee there, and it is small. Let me please flee there. Is it not small? And my soul will survive. And we see that Lot is not concerned about the people, he's concerned about himself. Malka, do you have any questions?
No, sir. Not at this point.
Okay. I'm going to take a look at the 17th blessing, which is the second of the Torah blessings. And as we've discussed, it's really the 18th blessing. But it's really a paragraph without the words of the formulaic blessing of Baruch Atah Hashem, etc. So it's called the 17th blessing, but it's really not a blessing. So when I said it was the 18th blessing, I was incorrect. But I'll read the paragraph and translate it and then talk about the Kavanah.
Okay.
The Ha'arev Na Adonai Yohi Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo Elohim. Te'etzayenu, te'etzaye, te'etzayenu, te'etzaye, Amcha Beit Yisrael, Kulanu Yode Shemecha Velomde Toratcha, Lishma Baruchata Adonai Hamlamed Torah Le'amo Yisrael. It does have a formulation of the blessing, but it's not a complete one. And there's, let me read the English translation. And sweeten for us, Hashem our God, the words of your Torah in our mouths, and the mouths of your nation, the house of Israel. And may we and our offspring, and the offspring of our offspring, and the offspring of all your nation, that the house of Israel, all of us know your names and be learners of your Torah for its own sake. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches the Torah to his nation Israel. So the first blessing that we discussed yesterday is talking about teaching Torah, learning Torah. This blessing, this paragraph, is talking about teaching Torah to generations and to the nation itself. The Kavanah for this blessing is to help everyone make a connection to the energy of the Torah, to the names of Hashem. This is our opportunity to genuinely care about others and to share the light of the Creator. One of the most powerful ways to transform our reactive nature into a proactive nature. There are four words that mean generation. The translation, let me find it. We are the offspring and the offspring of our offspring and the offspring of all your nation. But these four words, te'etzaenu, v'te'etzae, te'etzaenu, v'te'etzae. It's a duplication, which is an emphasis. It's the continuity. It's plural and it's singular. When we're saying these four words, we need to be having the consciousness that to meditate for our children to be righteous, connected to the Torah and to the light. We need to be meditating to connect our children to the names of Hashem, the light of the Torah. The names of Hashem is a vessel for the light of the Torah. You all have a beautiful afternoon. Remember, we have a class at 11 a.m. West Coast time, which is going to be the continuation of the Sefer Joshua, the learning of the Sefer Joshua, and then a deep Zohar class and a Tikkuni Zohar class in the evening. Yom Tov. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Hello.